Here's an interesting story coming out of the Center for Community Voices.
And that would be another edition of Dayton Youth Radio. We're going to focus again on student poetry. Here is series producer Truth Garrett.
Today we showcase student poets from the School of Innovation in Springfield. Their poetry is tender and troubled, heartbreaking at times and sometimes silly. You will hear the students reflect on their creative process and tell you what their poems are really about. And just a warning, some of the poems you're about to hear discuss serious topics such as grief, racism, and gun violence, and also use adult language.
So my name's Quill.
My name is Natalia.
And we write poetry.
And we both go to School of Innovation. We're both in the 9th grade.
How did you get into poetry?
I got into it when I was around 11, and just as like an outlet, because at the time I was going through a lot, and it was just time where like everything was like messed up and all scrambled together. And since then, it was like a ball of yarn. That's the metaphor I'm gonna use. That was like a ball of yarn. And over time, over the years, the ball of yarn has just became little strings. There's still a little bit of that ball of yarn. That's why I write poetry.
I like that analogy. That makes a lot of sense. Like, you're just pulling it out, organizing it. I like that. So it's not so knotted, and I like that. I would say I also kind of use poetry as an organizer. Most definitely, because our brain's always jumbled up. We always got thoughts coming in, coming out. Lots of problems in everybody's lives. And that's obviously inevitable, because new experiences, old experiences, everything. It's clockwork, you know? It's the yin to the yang, you know? I definitely got into poetry because I just really liked that medium. Writing just made sense because I have lots of thoughts, and sometimes you just gotta jot it down, and sometimes it can turn into art. Sometimes it could be just words on a piece of page, on a piece of paper. It's really whatever you make it to be, and I really love art and like philosophy and stuff, so that just kind of came naturally to me.
I have teeth like daggers and a rage that's undying. I will bite. The world is slowly seeing through the cracks. It's peeking in and seeing the shell of who I once was. They're seeing the blood and bits of flesh that coat my maw. I will admit, I do bite. I bite hard, because the daggers run deeper than they appear, piercing my skull from the bottom up. It's agonizing. I can't be the only one who feels it, so I will make others feel it. I'm breaking myself beyond repair, and that's all the world's ever wanted to see. From the second they saw my savagery and its ability to ruin, they wanted me gone, to be broken. So why not be what the world desires? Just another beast lost in its own rage.
Only 2 minutes. I can sing happy birthday twice, a total of 4 times a day, for 2 minutes each time. Only 28 minutes a week. 112 minutes a month, 1,344 minutes a year, 18,816 minutes in my lifetime. Blue toothpaste at night, white toothpaste in the morning, same toothbrush no matter what. It's simple, mom says, moldy teeth, sister says. Did any fall out yet, brother says. No, it's not, I say to mother. Thanks for adding salt to injury, I say to sister. Thanks for putting fuel to the fire, I say to brother.
These poems and interviews were recorded in the library at the School of Innovation. Thank you once again to Beth Dixon from Wellspring and Kathy Lee from the School of Innovation. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Truth Garrett.